haven't heard from Yuvi in a while. I feel like usually they bug you, you know, every now and then, but it's been a while. Sometimes maybe they're curious and they'll come see how you're doing with writing poems or whatnot, bringing some people to sort of be a little sibling and make fun of you with, but also like good naturedly, and then be like joining you and like bringing them in, like these sort of things. And for some reason, it just feels like, oh, you got through this whole thing. You're wrapping up and you're done and you're heading home. And yeah, it's perfectly normal. It just feels a little incomplete.
Okay. I think with that, Anya sort of takes a deep breath and holds it in and then ties the silk back into their buns, putting their hair back up, and goes off to look for Yuvi.
All right. Is this like another downtime action that you want to do?
If that's a scene we want to do, sure. But Yuvi's like a younger sibling, so I think it's just kind of one of those things of like, oh, check in.
Yeah, this is the next thing you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I'm fine with either doing a scene around that or
just sort of leaving it there for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we get to the other.
Yeah, maybe we can like tie this into something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I don't know. Lou, has that given you enough time to think?
It has, thank you. I would like to work on a long-term project. Or at least start. I'm imagining this project has been going on for a long time, but we can start it at zero.
Yeah.
I want it to be a very difficult project. It's going to be... Mm-hmm. So ever since Argus had his vision of the future, he's felt that it had something to do with Grandpa Jasper. He has this maybe an intuition or a feeling, or he just sees it in his eyes that perhaps if Jasper could speak, he could help him understand what is going on. And so out of desperation, he's trying to figure out any way to communicate with Jasper. I can imagine this going in tons of different ways, like maybe trying to find things in the forest, different types of medicines or something, or trying to enter a trance, or trying to understand the language, or, you know, I'm happy to hear what thoughts you have on this.
Yeah, this all makes sense as like directions that you might try to go, and maybe you've tried different things. As far as like an outcome to this, and we don't have to decide exactly the outcome, you're thinking that if this clock fills, you're going to be able to communicate with your grandfather?
Yes.
Or is it a little less vague? Is it a little more vague than that?
Yeah, maybe more vague. Like, I almost don't want... It's almost like I don't want him to understand the language. I think in Argus's mind, he's like, I want to communicate with him in our current language. He's still quite fearful of the storm and its effects and things like that. So he's trying to find some other way to communicate with him. And yeah, if the clock is filled, he will either be able to receive like a very simple message from him or
you'll find a way to sort of bridge basic communication and understand. Maybe not like perfectly understand each other. Yeah, I'm imagining like you do different things, like maybe you try writing it out at first and it's like, ah, yes, well, if I write it out, it'll work. And it's like, well, nope, that wasn't that easy, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure you can think of other ways too. And that makes sense for this clock. So
okay.
I'm going to say let's do 10, a 10 segment clock.
Okay.
And I know I don't know if clocks are new to you, if this feels unfair though.
No, I want it to be pretty difficult and potentially impossible. Like,
oh, then 12.
Perfect.
Okay.
Because I think, you know, not to like decide what the end point is, but like...
You want it to be hard.
I want it to be difficult. And also like, you know, like I feel like through failure, he could learn like this is not the way to... Like he's really trying to make someone change in a way because he feels uncomfortable with what is going on. But maybe he will come to the conclusion that things don't need to change, or, you know, he doesn't have to change Jasper to accept how he is currently communicating or how he is currently interacting mm-hmm. with the world around him. So, yeah.
All right. And so for this time, how are you going about this? What are you doing?
I think he's sneaking off into the forest to find a specific plant that possibly maybe it only blooms at night, or it's just really hard to see. It's easier to see at night because it gives off a luminescence or whatever. Or he just doesn't want people to see him doing it because he's heard that some local or maybe some people in another town once took it and experienced hallucinations. And some people implied like, oh, they heard the language or they saw a play in their mind or something. Like the people, everybody describes it differently. And it's very much like hearsay and rumors, but he's like, I'll try anything. I'll try to make a tea from this weird plant that grows off of a tree at the base of a mountain and the, you know. So I imagine I would.
Is anyone with you?
Oh, is anyone with me? No. I think as he's leaving, like Odie's like, hey, what's up? And he's like telling him to stay.
So, Odie, yeah, not talking to you, just sort of like.
He's giving that look, you know?
Make it being like, what do you do?
Yeah. He's like you're going off in the forest. To go with you. I go with you into the forest. And he's like, no, stay with me.
Yeah, this is me. You're not establishing talking dog.
Sorry. Dog not talk, you know? Dog no talk. Dog just gives that look, you know? The side eye.
Yeah.
I would like this to be a conceal roll if he will allow that, but I will take arguments for other.
No, that makes sense because you're trying to avoid people, in fact, right?
Yeah. And also anything that might be in the forest, you know, at night. So.
So to read conceal, when you conceal, you hide your true intentions and feelings. You may pass unnoticed just as another face in the crowd. So yeah, this is like just as much the like, I'm going to not show you how I'm really feeling as it is sneak. And, you know, maybe defy might be sneak in a different context. Once we get into like a mission, this will matter more. But yeah, I think for now, conceal makes sense.
Okay. So I select conceal. The position is what?
It's fortune.
Fortune, thank you. Effect is standard.
Mm-hmm.
Transcendent is a no. And I submit. Oh, no, bonus dice also. No. I just have my normal plus one or whatever to conceal. And that's a four.
So you're going to fill three segments of this clock. And in case you didn't notice, I added a clock to your play sheet. If you scroll down and you can tick that up by three. How does this go? Right. So this is a 4-5. If I was playing this as if you were doing a action roll instead of a fortune roll, you know, this is sort of like a mixed success, and this doesn't have to have direct consequences to you because it is a fortune roll, but just for flavor, is there anything that doesn't go perfectly one way or another? How does this
I think he finds the, you know, he's walking through the forest, it's mm-hmm. there's creepy sounds of animals and things like that, the wind whistles through the trees briefly just as he spots this flowering plant. He takes a cutting and returns back unscathed. Nothing attacks him, nothing like that. But as he's entering back into the village, somebody spots him just coming back in. Like, you know, he could have been just at the outskirts of town. Like, it's, but someone has seen him coming back. And I'd be happy for you to decide who that is, or it could just be one of my
NPCs. Yeah, I have a couple ideas.
Yeah, so go. And yeah, you pick.
Yeah, I mean, do you want it to be one of your connections?
No, it doesn't have to be. It's just I don't know any of the other ones well enough yet. That's all.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, how about we make some connections? I think Lev spots you, which is Tiffany's older brother.
Okay.
Lev just goes, oh, hey, Argos, you're out late. What are you up to?
He says, I thought I heard something with the livestock. I just wanted to go check.
Oh, shit. Are they okay? Do you need any help?
They're fine. What are you doing?
No, I heard singing to them can help. Oh, you know, I'm just on my walk. You want to go for a walk with me?
I don't sing. You could sing to the goats. That might help them, you know, but I think I gotta...
Yeah, I mean, you know, you'd probably be a better singer than me anyways, but, you know, it'd be good, right? Some singing lessons.
Oh, well, you know...
You could teach me.
I don't... listen, the goats, I'm sure they... They don't need coddling, these guys. They're, you know...
No, I would never.
But, come say hi. You know, I'll show them to you. You know, this is... just come over here. Yeah. So this is,
yeah, sure.
This is kind of the biggest goat you see there with the horns. That's, he's the oldest,
the best one.
He's absolutely, you know, it, my
strongest one, right?
My brother. Yeah, totally. And, so strong. His name's the General. And, you know,
General, that's a great name.
Thanks. I didn't name them all. I didn't name them, though. I don't name them. That's on Nyssa. She names them.
They pick their own names.
Yeah. Nyssa, she's the one, you know. Maybe you could ask Nyssa how to sing, because I don't do that. I just, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, but...
So, Lou, remind me, did you say that these are bioluminescent at all?
What, the goats? Oh, no. Oh, the... Sorry, not the goats.
No, the things you were foraging.
Yes, the goats are glowing.
Sorry. I'm really in goat mode right now. I'm panicking. Yes, they are. Yeah, they are glowing.
Glowing goats. Goat the glows, if you will.
Sorry. Sorry, what was your answer? Are the things you were foraging bioluminescent?
Yes, they are bioluminescent.
Yes, okay. So I think he just... I think they just, like... I don't know where you're storing them, but I think, are they in your jacket or whatnot?
They could be somewhere semi-visible.
Some sort of shine on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, whoa, Argos, you're glowing.
Thanks, man.
No, points at you. You're glowing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what?
You gotta see a doctor.
No, I don't need a doctor. No, I don't need a doctor. Listen,
you're not going to be able to, like, get out there tomorrow and be, you know, you gotta be top tier, right? You can't let the little things take you down.
I know.
You look after yourself, kisses one bicep, kisses the other bicep, and you can really take on the world.
Listen, no
disrespect. The about face that this guy underwent, rather.
I love this. It's just like... He's bobbing and weaving. He's really trying to figure out how to do it.
He's like, how do you get rid of this person? Yes,
I know.
I enjoy the hard pivot from himbo to jock.
Yeah, yeah.
You can be both.
Yeah. And Argus goes like, yeah, you know, like no days off and all that, but like sometimes you get a night off, right? And you know, this is I got some stuff that's gonna help me take a night off. You know, you ever heard of shoot, what's this plant called? It's gonna be something weird, like a drug, like
I'm not quite a plant person, but how about like canolis?
You ever heard of
and I'm not just drawing off canola.
Yeah.
You can't prove it.
You heard of canolis?
Ooh. No. Can I have some?
But you don't even know what it does, man. Like you don't even know what it is.
But well, is it bad for you?
No, man. It's
Then can I have some?
Yeah, just a little bit though. I'm saving it for next week.
Hell yeah.
Once we arrive. Just a taste, man. Okay.
Put it there. Hand out.
He gives
sideways.
Yeah, he reaches back in and probably hopefully he grabs, like, I don't know how much Argus has studied this plant, but he doesn't take part of the bloom. He just kind of snaps off part of the stem and he's just praying this, like, it's hopefully not as potent as the rest of the plant. And he's like, just mm-hmm, pop that mm-hmm, in your cheek mm-hmm. for like, you know, 20 minutes.
As soon as you hand it to him, he's started chewing.
He's like, oh, yeah. Listen, okay.
Don't kill my brother.
So,
I will not. No, this is fine. This tastes great. I'm gonna... How about you go to sleep? And, like... like, sort of, like, has hand on back as if leading you, and then sort of, like, pushes you to keep going, and is like, oh, I'll see you tomorrow, man. Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna stay with the goats? So what's, you got it.
Yeah.
You got it. Okay.
As soon as you're, like, a few feet away, what Lev thinks is out of your shot spits out what was in their mouth and just is like, oh, the fuck?
Okay, yep.
Argos is into some weird shit.
Okay, perfect.
Maybe if they listen to instructions and put it in their cheek instead of chewing the damn thing.
Fascinating idea. Anyways. Oh, wait, sorry. How does it go for you?
What do you mean?
Because it went great for Lev. Well, oh. the do you
oh, do I
put
take
it
some?
In your cheek?
I was thinking, do I take some? I guess I take some. Like, I wait until after he's taken some to be like, okay, he hasn't keeled over yet. So he'll take a bit too. Maybe a bit of the leaf or something. Pops into his cheek. Okay, so I did progress the clock. So I guess it does do something.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like when you're like, sounds just get really loud, kind of like. And
how much do you sleep that night?
Maybe it, like, his night vision improves a bit. Like, suddenly things are very bright. He kind of like goes to wherever his grandfather is sleeping. He doesn't wake him, but he just kind of looks at him just to see if anything is different as he sleeps. And of course, there's nothing. And he just kind of probably goes back to the sleeping quarters and lays awake. I'm sure he gets some sleep, but he stays up for quite a while. I think he keeps the rest of the plant for a later time to see if he can mix it into something or distill it into a tea or an oil or something like that. But he does not feel optimistic about it. So he thinks it didn't work and he's like, well, that's one more thing crossed off the list. When he finally does go to sleep, he has a dream, though. And I mean, dreams you can't count on. Could have just been the desperation of his psyche being like, you know, what if it is this? But he has a dream that he's back in the forest at the base of the tree where he found the plant. He hears the whispering of the wind momentarily. Mm-hmm. Almost like a snake, like slithering through the trees until it reaches his ear, hisses past him. And he turns around quickly. He feels like he's being watched. And he just sees these piercing blue eyes just emerging from the darkness. And he sees his grandfather standing there, just looking at him. With such an intense gaze that it wakes him up.
Can I add one detail?
Yes, please do.
At the beginning or middle of the dream, there's some sort of coin that you pick up. It looks new, but it's a coin from the whatever fallen empire was from long ago. And when you wake up, you're holding the coin.
So it looks newly minted, but it should be something ancient. Not ancient, but something very...
Yeah.
Okay.
Ancient as in 30 years
Sorry,
ago.
Sorry, ancient. Just absolutely decrepit.
All right. Second round of downtime actions.
Mm-hmm. If I gather info, am I only able to ask the questions that are on my sheet?
So if you roll a 1 to 3, yes. If you roll a 4, 5, or 6, you can ask follow-up questions.
But I think, you know, something has changed with the storms relatively recently. I think that's based on last winter where things got weird and apparently two of my friends transformed, though I don't know that. but things have been weird with the storms lately. And just at a time when, you know, meteorology as a field is not really happening because people are suddenly much more concerned with more immediate day-to-day living. And so I think Tiffany has taken it upon herself to keep the work going. And, you know, almost certainly there are plenty others doing the same, but she's not able to collaborate with them as much as she might like. So she is trying to get to the bottom of what's changed. And I'm torn between doing an investigation to figure that out versus work on a long-term project of building a device that will, be better able to give useful information.
Mm-hmm.
So do I want to roll investigation now, where I do have one question that kind of relates with what is most dangerous here, but none of my other gather info questions are particularly relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can work on a long-term project building some kind of transmitter receiver. My first thought would be something that is able to do several tight beam transmissions that she could then potentially like set up several relays and have a single transmission and a single receiver, so it's the same signal, and getting sort of a sweep of stuff going through different levels of the storm, and then comparing that with data that she took when she left university. I think she's got like a little home lab complete with a bunch of pillage data. And I think she works on this with Ida.
Hmm. So Ida's there.
Yeah, Ida's there. I think I've talked myself into long-term project.
All right. And this is sort of a device of some sort that's going to, just for setting the length of the clock, reiterate. You don't have to know the outcome right now, but sort of like the potency, I guess, you're looking at.
I think the main thing is trying to get some sense of what has changed. Like, you know, we know that it is different now, and she's trying to quantify the difference. She's trying to understand not just what has changed, but in what ways and to what degree, you know, and if we can understand the baseline changes, we can better understand what might be happening and possibly even figure out how to stop it, reverse it, or, if it turns out to be positive, how to utilize that. But it's about trying to understand the changes in the storm.
I think that to me sounds like 8 steps.
Sure.
Again, I know this is the first time with clocks, but does that sound good?
Absolutely.
All right. Do you want to play this out a bit and then roll, or
yeah,
do you want to roll and then play it out?
Can roll first, I suppose.
All right.
This feels like analyze, if there's ever a time for analyze, right?
Yes.
Yay. That's what we expect. Tiffany's bad at things, even the things she's good at.
Oh. So you got a 2.
I got a 2.
That means you fill in 2 of the 8, so
yep,
you still make progress.
We do
indeed
still
maybe
make progress.
Not as much as you thought. So
that's
okay. What happened?
I think, you know, Tiffany and Ida have been working on this for a while, going over the data, and they've just recently hit upon the idea of building this particular device. And maybe it's based on some tools that they used when they were studying. Maybe they heard about devices like this, but essentially they are going from half-remembered ideas, finished products, and conjecture. They don't have strong plans to work from, and so there's a lot of trial and error, and especially error. And they do make progress, but it's a lot of false starts, a lot of mistakes. It is fruitful, but frustrating. You know, it's very much 2 steps forward, 1 step back for the whole time. And Tiffany is quite expressive in her frustration. Like, she doesn't break anything, because especially if this is, you know, stuff that is probably not easy to find if you're using specialized equipment. But there are definitely lots of moments of her, like, stomping her feet on the ground or hitting a wall gently just to express some of the frustration. Gets up and paces around occasionally. Very animate.
Ida's just like watching you when you have sort of an outburst and sort of like pretending not to look at you, but to look at you.
Shouldn't be this hard. We know what we're doing. We know what we're going for. Why is it fighting us at every turn.
Every problem has an answer. We'll get there.
Yes. We will. I'm sorry. Sorry. Not helpful. I know. It's not helping. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Something's weird out there. I mean, obviously something's weird. You know that. What's going on? Why can't we have a proper lab to work with? So close.
Wouldn't that be hard to move?
Well, I mean, yeah. It's weird being home, you know? Like, they're good. The people here
you
are nice.
Tell me. I thought this seemed normal to you.
Normal changes, right? Like, uni was normal.
Was it?
It became normal. It was years.
I guess. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, maybe it was never normal for you. I don't know what your normal was, but it, you know, get up, go to class, study, go to labs, do work. It was good.
A lot more strange things happen here, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's less predictable, which is, I guess, not bad.
Do you ever, like, worry for your safety?
For my safety? Not really. I mean, I'm just doing logistics, right? Like, not a big deal.
Right, but you know, sometimes. Well, what if something happened?
I mean, what's gonna happen?
Oh no, I didn't. It's silly. I don't know. It's probably just like a story or whatever, but I went into town the other day and I heard that, I don't know, I probably just overheard like a fairy tale or whatnot, right? Like people going missing or whatnot. It's like, I don't know. It's just this area.
Well, maybe it's good that we're moving on then.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not easy for you coming out here to the middle of nowhere with a bunch of people you don't know.
I know you.
Yeah. And I mean, like, people are nice. Although, Lev's a lot. He hasn't been bothering you, has he?
He's easy to deal with.
Fair enough. Do you get on with Anya or Argos? They're nice. They're really nice, actually. They're so cool.
Yeah, they seem great. I don't really, I mean, they're your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's great.
How are you doing out here? Like, I know I ask that a lot, but
yeah, I'm great. Have you seen these results? I'm looking at them and the numbers are a little strange.
Hold on. Whoa. Did we calibrate that correctly? I'm just going to check if we calibrated that correctly.
Well, I've established Ida as very personable, clearly. Who would like to go next?
I've got one.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to investigate Reinhold. maybe I haven't decided what has caused this, but maybe Argus's relationship to him has soured recently, maybe after his dream or something. And recently he's gone into one of the bigger cities or something for some kind of, you know, maybe gave some reason, but Argus is suspicious as to what he was doing in town, or he's just suspicious of him in general. As someone that has so
like
much...
Like Reinhold went into town.
Yes, Reinhold went into town. And since he's someone who has so much influence over the town and possibly our movements and things like that, he just wants to see if he's up to something.
So what does this look like? Like, what are you like? Are you following Reinhold through the day? Are you like sneaking into Reinhold's like?
Yeah, maybe during the day
residence when he's away.
Maybe he tries to sneak into his residence to see if there's any correspondence or something, or if he brought anything with him from town or from the big city. You know, yeah. Maybe during.
Interesting.
Dinner or something. I'm guessing I'm assuming maybe everybody eats together or something like that, or there is a time when everybody is gathered to do something, maybe in the afternoon.
Yeah, and there's
or in
like
the morning.
A chance to like yeah, times for opportunities for like community to naturally like convene.
Okay,
so you're just like skipping the meal.
Yeah, or like
or
being
whatever.
Like, oh, I have an upset stomach, or I need to go to the washroom.
You
need to
go eat in your... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine Reinhold probably being an accomplished adventurer, maybe has a bit more, not quite so much luxury, but, you know, as part of a representation of the sacred, probably has a bit more to work with in terms of belongings. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little fancier than your place, but fancy is subjective.
And like, do you think he lives alone or has his own space compared to like maybe us that have like more cramped accommodations?
Has a second room. Yeah.
Oh, a study even. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Not so much a study as a training area. Of course,
yeah. You know, I guess I would this be a defy or a conceal? You think to Oh wait, do I roll?
I think it depends on how you're sort of coloring the scene. So conceal again, I think, is like sneaking so that nobody sees you. Defy might be like pushing through people saying you shouldn't do something.
Right.
Or
you know what?
And then maybe express would be like convincing people you're actually doing, you're just doing your own thing.
Or, let me look at analyze. When you analyze, you search beyond the surface presentation of the world, discover secrets.
Yeah, or if you want to like focus in on like you doing. But even, it's not even just like, well, maybe it is beyond the surface presentation. Depends, like, are you going to be like putting together what things mean beyond just like finding them?
Yeah. Maybe, I guess analyze would work. Like if he came back with something specific, or he's like, oh, I came back with this set of maps or this almanac or something like that. But I'm suspicious, like who made the almanac? Does it have any secret meaning? Like, is he, yeah. Why don't we do that route? Like, I'm trying to look further into what he has brought back from the big city.
Mm-hmm.
Position is fortune again?
Fortune.
Thank you. Yep. Effect is standard. Transcendent is no. Bonus dice is no. And that's just right in the middle. Just
jeez,
a good,
these are all...
good old three.
Good old, it's not in the middle, unfortunately, because it is the lower half of the six numbers. And we don't round up. So you get to ask one of your questions, but without follow-up questions.
Okay.
Do you want to read your list of questions?
Yeah,
first?
Sure. So under gather info, I have six questions I could ask. What do I remember about X? what really happens or happened here? What defies the flow of time? What is already in motion here? What might happen if I X? What is different about X this time?
Mm.
So,
all good questions.
Yeah. I think I would ask, what is already in motion here?
Interesting.
Pretty much by receiving this information or by him getting this, what does this put into motion?
By getting this information, like, what is this put into motion?
Like, I think in my mind, I'm like, he has gathered some type of information or talked to some people in the city who have given him directive to maybe influence our community to do something or go somewhere. Like, by bringing back this information, what has it set in motion is, I think, kind of my thought.
Yeah, I do have an idea. Bringing things back is what you're going for in terms of, like, influencing the community and doing things, right?
Correct, yeah.
As you go into the training area, when was the last time you were in the training area, by the way? When were you last here doing training? Has it been
a
while?
Let's say a couple weeks ago, maybe. It's been busy preparing for the transit.
A decent amount of time. Yeah. It looks like things aren't quite packed up. They're still in use. One thing you find is, like, there's like a beginner's manual that's open off to the side. One that you probably remember from the beginning of your training long ago. This is like, you know, the basics, fundamentals. You're beyond this. But Reinhold had this out for some reason. And the other thing you find as you're looking, Rally, or rather Anya, does Yuvi have anything in their hair normally? Anything to sort of style it?
Yep. Has their buns up with bells. So, yeah.
And you find what, you know, you know Anya. You would recognize Yuvi's bells. Like, they're not just splayed out. They're, like, on a surface, on a table or something. Mm. As if there was intention to grab them again, but it didn't happen. And I think the other thing you see is that there is a map with a bunch of, it's of the current area. You know, this was from the city brought back, and there's like question marks in different areas of the forest. And I think it even has like your name on it. It has like a few different names on it. You see Anya, Tiffany, and it's sort of like where y'all were stationed the other day in terms of your obligations and around where you were, where you heard the voice, you see one of the question marks is there.
Okay. Good to know. I think I'll leave the bell there. And
yeah, 1 to 3 is rough because there's no follow-up questions.
I'll leave the bell. I'll try not to touch anything. I'll keep in mind the thing about the map and just kind of, you know, think to myself that I'll have to talk to Anya about this or ask.
We do also get the 2 more ticks of the investigation track, right?
Oh, yes. Don't forget to do that.
Investigation track.
I guess I've been doing that, so I'll do that.
Is that on my character sheet or that's somewhere else?
No, sorry. That's a thing you all have on setting info and rules.
Thank you.
You're at 4 out of 6 on tier 1.
What happens when we fill tier 1?
So when you fill tier 1, you are at a tier 1 investigation, and this is going to help your engagement role.
So does something bad happen to me now? Or is that it?
What do you mean?
I rolled so badly. Doesn't something bad happen, or is that not in this stage?
No, nope. Just get a limited result.
All right.
Yeah, great. With a fortune roll, you don't actually get a bad result. We could add a bad thing narratively.
No.
That doesn't actually mechanic. Okay, all right.
That's okay. Just checking. I was waiting for
Not asking for homework?
I was waiting for the but, in like the, and then rocks fall and
but
everyone dies.
No,
yeah,
you
no.
Just,
okay.
You, everyone, yeah, everyone dies.
Okay. Well, that's my, yeah, I guess I'm done.
We have 2 more actions.
I figure I'll go last since I have 3.
Okay. Anya is going to try and make a connection with Tiffy. Aww. And I don't know if Tiffy enjoys being called Tiffy, but...
Tiffy would certainly never have told you not to.
Yeah, so I think Anya, thinking about earlier in the day how you've come back and are not really self-assured and being put in position, is just going to check in and be like, hey, yeah, I got to go check on them. So Anya is looking for you and maybe runs into you. I don't know, where would you be after trying to work on that project? Would you be home? Would you be walking around?
Yeah, probably home. Probably just spending time with Ida or Odie or both.
Okay.
Yeah, it's getting pretty late at this point, isn't it? Unless it's the next day. But if it's the same day, then it'd be probably quite late. Like, most people are in bed. So possibly this is like as heading to wherever we sleep. Mm-hmm. Tiffany's getting back late.
I think Anya is waiting outside as you get home and sort of nonchalantly walks up. And I don't know if you're in your own little world, but...
probably talking to Ida.
Yeah.
Going over a whole bunch of very technical stuff.
Well, Anya kind of walks between the two of you and wraps their arms around each of your shoulders and goes, hey, Tiffy, how's it going?
Oh, hey, Anya. How you doing?
Oh, you know, just hanging out. Listen, I was... Oh, hey, sorry. Ida?
Yes, her name's Ida.
Ida. Hi. sorry, I just wanted to check in real quick. So if you could just stand here for a second.
You can go on ahead.
We're
going to
go over
right
here.
In.
We're gonna just, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I guess there. Okay, cool. Hey, you doing all right? You seem a little out of it?
I guess. You know, long day. So it goes.
Yeah, no, just, you know, if there's ever, like, you know, if it's hard getting back into the swing of things, you let your old friend know, and, yeah. I'm more than happy to, like, I get that it's been a bit. It's really good to have you back, but yeah. I know change can kind of be hard for you, and I just want you to know that you're not alone. I mean, you know, Ida's here now too, which is great. They're you know, actually, I've got some questions about, well, no, that's later. Anyways, just glad to have you back, I guess. And, yeah.
Oh, thanks. It's good to be around you and Argus again. And it's nice to see Lev again. And Mom and Dad are... Nice. Yeah. And it, so I'm, you know, it's nice to be around people again. But I want to be studying. Obviously. This isn't what I want to be doing, but it's fine. It works. I'm doing it with good people, which is nice, though. It'd be nice if Quill could get off my back.
Oh.
I mean, like, I get it. I'm not actually pathfinding, guarding people, hauling resources, but that's not all there is.
No, of course not. I mean, you know, sometimes we're a little harsh on people because we care about them. And, you know, I get that sometimes people can be a bit abrasive. You just gotta look beyond that and see what they're really trying to say with their actions. Might help, but
mostly Quill's actions say, "I'm not doing good enough." That's also what their words say.
I'll talk with them. Don't you worry about it. And you know, I know you're doing your best, you know? And
Tiffany will actually like slump into Anya.
Oh. Yeah. Anya pulls Tiffany in for a long warm hug. And she kind of goes, yeah. You don't gotta worry about things, all right? You're not alone.
I know. How are you doing?
Not easy for you either. Me. Yeah, it's been good. It's good to have you back. I know Argy's, he seemed a little distant lately, but moving day jitters.
He seems, distracted.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe it's just the wind, huh? I'll let you get back to what you're gonna do with Ida. And
What?
What do you mean?
We're just working on a project.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
What? Why is that good to know?
I like to know people. Hope you have a good night. And does the backup finger guns as Anya walks over to Ida and leans in very close and then walks away.
I am going to go up to Ida and say, "Was that really weird?
Is that normal?
I felt more than usual." What did he say?
Sorry, are you saying this to Ida? I don't think Anya said anything, right?
Nope. Just got real close to your face.
I just assumed that something quiet was said in that.
Nothing.
Huh. Why so close? I don't know. Anya's really neat, but I don't always understand her.
Just nodding.
And then I will go in to head to bed.
I think the action within that, if it's to roll for, it's trying to figure out what are you really feeling?
And what are you doing, though?
No,
like, what of the four actions are you doing?
Of the four actions?
Sorry, the downtime.
Oh, make action. A connection. It's trying to see, like, how connected things are.
I see. Offer vulnerability or intimacy.
And that's TD6, yeah.
What action are you using?
Not make a connection? No?
No. What action?
Oh, what action? Fuck.
It feels like probably either empathize or analyze.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, like, or maybe perceive, even express. Maybe?
Yeah. I think it would be empathize, because it's trying to, I mean, it's more sympathize, but yeah. A4.
Yeah. Well, that means Tiffany gains 3 links on Anya, and then did Tiffany offer vulnerability or intimacy in return?
I would say so.
Then you both gain 3 links.
Yay! Friendship.
Tiffany was a bit weirded out by the way that it was done, but we're like, it's not easy.
I think that was a very normal interaction, personally.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have 1 downtime action left.
Mm-hmm. I was going to see if Anya was going to make connection with me, and that did happen, so I have another slot available. And so I guess now I will do the investigation that I didn't do before, where I guess just going over what data we do have and looking into what we are aware of, I am going to try to investigate the storm and try to get some insight into what is going on by, again, looking at all the pilfered data, try to see changes over time, read trends that I might have been overlooked before, that sort of thing.
So you're just going over this data like that you've looked at before?
Yeah, but you know, now we've had, in building this new device, perhaps some new insights into you know, what sorts of things might be noise as opposed to the signal that we're trying to discern.
Do you mean the long-term project one?
Yeah, you know, like some work has been done in making this device for the long-term project, and that might have led to some new insights for the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to tie things together, you know?
Yeah.
So very much analyze here. There we go. That's the Tiffany we know and love. Three or lower on every roll. I have not yet rolled a four.
Well, the good news is you really couldn't have failed that in terms of filling your investigation clock, because now you're at tier one investigation.
Thank goodness for that.
But it does mean, in terms of asking questions, you are also limited. No one has gotten a follow-up question so far.
No follow-up questions, Your Honor. Yeah, I mean, the first question is, what is most dangerous here in this storm? What is most dangerous?
Do you want to read them all first?
First time. What is most dangerous here? Who here is feeling X? What are you really feeling? Who here is strong or vulnerable? Where can I find beauty here? What are your unmet needs? And since a lot of those are pointedly you, like to a person, I suppose I could use what is an unmet need here with regards to the storm. But that's a level of anthropomorphization that I don't think Tiffany is going to engage in, at least not yet.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, what is most dangerous here?
What is most dangerous here? Yeah.
I think as you're looking over these numbers, this is, I don't know, maybe the next day.
Yeah, like first thing in the morning, maybe. Slept on it, yeah. Got up, and was like going over the data.
Over the course of the night, things looked rather normal. And then at one point in the middle of the night, there was sort of a spike in activity of some sort. And this seems quite strange. The thing that I think seems most dangerous is when Mads walks in and is immediately kind of breaks your concentration on this very important data and goes, Tiffany, are you doing anything? Anyways, so do you know where Yuvi is? I haven't seen Yuvi any time today.
Good morning, Mads.
Good morning. Have you seen Yuvi?
No, I don't. I mean, Yuvi usually hangs around with Anya. I guess she has been a little bit more independent lately, right? I don't know.
She was. They were asking me questions the other day, and now they're not here, and I was just thinking, where are they?
I don't know, and I've heard rumors that people are going missing, and we should definitely look into this now.
What?
Maybe this is just panicking, maybe this is not sensible, maybe this is all invented, but we should definitely find Yuvi right now. Just to be safe, just to be sure.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that.
Let's find Anya. They would probably have the best sense.
Anya's your friend, you know. You know where Anya is.
No one ever knows exactly where Anya is. Anya is wherever Anya wants to be.
That doesn't make any sense.
doesn't it? Anya, let's go find Anya. Come on.
Roll's eyes follows you.
And Tiffany's incredibly brilliant plan for finding Anya is wandering around asking people, hey, you seen Anya? And just like looking for Anya.
Is there anyone particular that you ask in terms of like specific people that we have names for? Or is it just...
I mean, literally anyone that I come across, I will be asking. So if whoever you want to put in my path, I will ask them.
Let me roll a d4. It's Ida. Well, this is funny because Ida's like, no, I have no idea where Yuvie is. That's Anya's sibling, right?
Yeah, and we're looking for Anya because if anyone knows where Yuvie is, it's probably Anya. Have you seen Anya?
No. Wait, Anya, where are you?
Oh, you know, around.
Okay, has anyone seen you today?
I think beyond this is the new day? No. Mm-hmm. I think Anya. No. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to roll another D2 because this is actually... This is what matters. Okay. So Ida has no idea. But I think at one point you run into Reinhold.
Mm.
I have to know. Argos, are you with Reinhold? You don't have to
no.
be. I'm just like, you know, you found some stuff the other day. Okay. How do you approach Reinhold, who is, as far as you understand, the adventurer, also mm-hmm. Argos's mentor, probably looks down on you.
Oh, yeah, almost definitely. I think most people do. Hey, Reinhold.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Anya around?
I saw them yesterday.
Yeah, have you seen them today? Just kind of trying to find them.
I have not. They said that they were preparing for an adventure.
Do you happen to have seen Yuvie around, by the way?
Or sorry, I mixed up. Claire mixed up Anya and Yuvie in terms of answering that question. That's the answer to Yuvie.
Oh.
As far as Anya, no. He just says no.
Okay. Thanks. I got something I can try. Just trying to make sure everything's good, you know?
I'm sure that they can take care of themselves. Any good adventurer can.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, obviously Anya's amazing and can do that. Just, you know, trying to see around.
Uh-huh. As you're walking away, I think Mads is looking a little nervous at what was said, sweating a little.
Mm-hmm. A 13-year-old does not prepare for an adventurer, for an adventure, and just gets a go. So,
No, I guess they normally wouldn't, huh? No. But if they were brave, they would, right? Yeah, no. I mean, but, You don't think like Yuvie would be, you don't think Yuvie would be like, do anything silly, right?
Last time I spent much time with Yuvie, they were 8.
Last time I spent time with Yuvie, they were asking me, how to get brave.
Okay. This is fine. I'm just going to go back to my stuff, and I am going to see if I can get Anya on the radio. Because Tiffany has, like, obviously as a part of her studies, she has a transmitter that's probably pretty strong. As well as a pretty good receiver, because that's how meteorology works in this setting, or at least partially.
Mm-hmm.
And, If nothing else, I'm certain Tiffany would have given her closest friends like two-way radios. Because that's what you do with your friends. If you want to harass them, you make sure that they can always be harassed.
Sure.
So I am going to go and see if I can get Anya on the radio. Anya, you there? Anya?
Yeah. Hey. Hi.
Hi. Okay.
Sorry.
Typical.
I was halfway up the tree and it. Oh, Mads! Hey, how's it going? Mads? Did I hear you there?
You sure did. She's right beside me.
Well, if she's being a little grump again, that's okay. What's up? What can I do for?
We're trying to figure out where Yuvie is. Do you know? Have you seen them recently?
No, I thought they were training with you, Mads. No? Isn't that usually like right around now?
Yeah. But no.
Yeah, but no, but what?
Well, I went looking for them and they weren't there. And so I went to where we normally meet and they weren't there. And then I looked where we usually train and they weren't there. And then I asked around and nobody knew anything.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, chill out. It doesn't sound like it's that big of a problem. I'm sure they're around somewhere.
Yeah, would you be able to help us look? I'm just getting a little worried.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get Argus as well. He's pretty good at that kind of thing, too.
Okay, yeah. I'll come back. You sound a little nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They might just be like getting a bite or, you know, talking to their friends. What?
Yeah, but no one seems to have seen them since yesterday, from what I've heard. And that's long enough that I'm a bit worried.
Oh. Yeah, I'm on the way back.
Okay, good. I'm just gonna see if Argus is around. And I will switch over to whatever frequency I've set up to be for Argus's radio. Argus, you there? Hey.
You get an answer, and he's like, it sounds like he's like eating or something, and he's going, what's up?
Have you seen Yuvie recently?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, no one has since yesterday.
Well, let's go look for her.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Where are you? I'm on my way.
I'm just with my stuff, you know, where the transmitter lives.
Okay. And Argus immediately, you know, leaves his food. Heads over.
Okay, Mads, so you said that they asked how to be brave. What did you tell them?
Maybe that wasn't everything that I said and that they said, but that doesn't really matter. I'm sure they're somewhere.
I think it might matter, Mads. It's just us right now. No one else is here.
If you tell Anya, I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
I don't doubt it.
Yuvie was making fun of me because they said that I wasn't as brave as Anya. And then I said, well, you're a tiny little child and you have no bravery at all. And then they seemed mad and they stormed off and they said they were going to get brave. That they were going to go on an adventure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, alone. That definitely matters. Okay. Okay, Mads. Okay. Okay.
Well, didn't Reinhold say something?
That
this is actually probably Reinhold's fault.
And Mads just gets a look from Tiffany at that. Like, come on. It might what? Also be Reinhold's fault, but it's not just Reinhold's fault.
What does that mean?
I mean, if you started this...
I didn't start anything.
I mean, if you can't take a 13-year-old being a little bit mean to you...
What do you mean, can't take? I held my own.
Argus would probably arrive at this time.
Well, I would say I won, and I think that's that.
Uh-huh. Maybe don't try to win against children.
Do Anya.
Hey, Argus.
Or...
Hey, Anya.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. We gotta go.
Okay. Yeah, do you know where we might go?
Oh.
Well.
Yeah, you're the navigator. You're the navigator. Where do we go?
Are there any leads? Are we, like...
Do we have any idea where Yuvi might have gone since saying she was going to go on an adventure?
Did I see anything on the map?
Go on a what?
Can I remember anything from the map that might...
Yeah.
Like, if related to our position
map.
Versus, like, our previous... Like, if I can navigate to where we've been and then know, like, oh, I just have to go west or east or something, like...
Well, it depends, because there are a few marks on the map.
So the place where we were previously, where our previous mission, like just gathering mission, that was marked.
The question mark was there. Okay. Yeah. And there were a couple other places that were spread out. But overall, I guess, do you share any of this, like in terms of like pointing to a place or sharing approximately where it is?
Not outright. I would say, like, maybe we should go to where we've been and then, but, you know, just kind of hint that we should maybe go west or east or something, or pretend that, like, Odie is not a tracking dog, but I could be like, oh, I think Odie smells something in that direction. But if I have to kind of pick between a couple locations, like they were just marked with like an X or something, like nothing else. Like,
I'd say like question marks, X. Yeah, there's a couple different marks. There was no explanation. There was no like legend written out for you.
I would say, let's head out to where we were yesterday and circle out from there.
So like, how much do we know?
Sounds like basically nothing.
Yeah, it sounds right.
But, I mean, Argus is the wayfinder, so...
No, I'm not.
Anyone can find them. Oh, no, sorry, Anya is right.
Yeah.
You're the muscle. Sorry, Anya is the wayfinder, so if anyone can find them, it's her.
Argus says, like, we don't need to
think. Anya does... Yeah,
we just need to do. Let's go.
I mean, we should probably think about what we do.
Anya thrives with not thinking.
And she's already trying to look around and find a high vantage point by climbing up whatever standing structures are nearby. And yeah, Anya is...
Probably a tree is maybe the highest thing.
Yeah. Sorry, you said adventure? She's calling down to Tiffany.
Yeah, apparently Reinhold spoke to them yesterday and they said they were going to head off on an adventure.
Oh, I am going to kick Reinhold's ass. All right, let's see here. Thinking. This way. And... Anya drops down and grabs Tiffany and Mads and tries to grab Argus, realizes that they don't have another set of hands, and then lets go of everyone and storms off in a direction. A completely uninformed direction.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Before we go, I have a basic map of the area, and that would be probably good just to keep track of where we are.
Anya turns heel really quickly, rushes up, grabs the map, and begins to read it while heading off in the same direction.
Mads, are you coming too, or are you sticking back?
Yeah, I'll come.
Okay.
So what direction is Anya going in?
One of them. It sure is one of them.
It sure is one of them. They have no bearing on what the marks of the map mean, but there's an
X. So you're going towards one of the marks.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I don't have the marks on my map. I have an unmarked map.
An unmarked map.
I don't have anything useful on my map. Meta, I was saying that as a, like, maybe Argus will volunteer that there is a useful map, but the answer is no, he will not. Uh-huh. So we keep moving.
He's just saying again, he's like, we should just go back to where we were yesterday. But really, Argus...
Why?
Because maybe they wanted to be like us, and we just gotta, you know, like go there, and then maybe we might see something different, and we can go from there to one or two other places that are near there.
It's as good a place to start as any. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
There's... Okay, if you want, this sounds like an engagement roll.
How do we make the engagement roll?
That's a great question. The engagement role basically dictates how are things going when we jump to the action. Because when we get into a mission, which will be the next thing we do for the missions, we will start out. You've seen positions like risky, desperate. What is the third one? I'm just forgetting the nice one. Anyways, positions like risky and desperate are basically telling you how... Controlled, yeah. And controlled. So risky, desperate, and controlled are different positions. They sort of dictate how well things are going, like what the consequences of them are. Engagement role tells us how are things going at the beginning, because what we're going to do is we're going to sort of jump ahead. And then that gives us both room to do flashbacks as well as sort of gets right to the heart of the mission and moves things along. So the engagement role has a few questions. So there's always hope the protagonists start with 1D for every mission. So you didn't pick the, you start with 0D, so you still have one. And then we're going to answer some questions. Is the mission particularly heroic or noble?
I mean, maybe we're trying to rescue a child, which it's small scale, but pretty heroic and pretty noble.
All right. Take plus one. Does the mission's goal or methods reflect the worst parts of the protagonists?
Nope.
No. You think so?
I mean, it's not like... It's coming from caring and wanting to make sure someone you care about is, like, okay.
The closest we have would be that our methods are reckless. But I don't think that's the worst of us, is that we're a little bit half-cocked.
And
I think
no
that might come
options.
Up in the next one. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So, all right. You're not taking minus one there. Is the mission following through on details from the protagonist's investigation?
Yes.
Are the protagonists acting rashly or on very little information?
Yes. Absolutely. But isn't that what we took?
Yeah.
When factoring your engagement role, if you answer yes to are they acting rashly and very little information, we ignore the minus one penalty.
Oh, that's true. You do.
No plan is the best plan.
Amazing. And already these are coming in clutch.
Yes.
All right. Does this mission determine the fate of a friend? Yeah. Take plus one. Are troubles from the protagonist's mundane lives getting in the way of this mission?
Maybe. It feels
I would say
like
Reinhold.
I was gonna say it seems like specifically Argus's connection to Reinhold is impeding our ability to move on this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So take minus one there. And does the missions tier exceed the current tier of the investigation track? So normally what we do during Fallout after a mission is we roll to prepare for the next mission and figure out what it is. Because this is the first episode, I kind of just had to make something. Mm. So I was thinking this is a tier one. So no, you're actually, you got to tier one in an investigation. So there's no difference. And then are there any other elements that you want to consider due to circumstances or events in your world at the director's discretion? These factors might improve or impede your engagement. Lou, I need a very honest answer from you. Did Argos bring the coin?
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
All right. We're going to take plus one there. Okay.
Hell yeah. Four it is.
Yeah, that's four, isn't it? One, two,
three, four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So who wants to roll 4d6?
Maybe I'll get a roll that isn't terrible. I want to.
Okay.
How do I roll 4d6?
So that's /R, and then space, and then 4d6.
Is there a keep high command where it just gives us the one highest?
Oh, no, I've just always just read them.
Well, fair enough. I can do that. Four. Wow. I roll four dice and I still only just barely get a four.
What's going on?
Wow.
These rolls. Well,
yeah. So you rolled a four, a two, a three, and a four. Gosh. All right. So we're going to be starting off with a mixed result. You're in a risky position when the action starts. The plan is holding together just barely. The protagonist will need to take steps right now to avoid disaster. But I think the mixed result and the fact that you're in a risky position, I think as the four of you, there are, I guess, sorry, is Audie with you?
Yeah, he would come out.
Okay. Okay, so the five of you, three of you plus Mads and Audie, are making your way through the woods. Argos, you are feeling a familiar sensation of sort of your vision is getting a bit like fringed with darkness on the edges, and there's this haze that's sort of rolling through the woods as you go deeper and deeper. And all of you are kind of experiencing this. Who says something first? Because I'll tell you what happens.
Argus would say, would probably just say, like, stop or hold up for a second or something if he's feeling.
You say stop and you look around and you don't recognize where you are and you are also alone.
Mm, okay.
As are the rest of you.
Uh-oh.
Creepy.
Time to get into the weird parts.